Shalom Avrocha. Another day has gone by, another day that requires strengthening our bitochen. More loss of life, more danger that we are going through. It's at a sheni, another day of protection for those of us that are over here, Baruch Hashem. And all around, there's special protection. How do we relate to this? We've been discussing this time and again. And today we have a special pasuk that really brings out a point. And this Mahalach HaBitochen, how that's what brings us everything we need to our shleimus and to our protection. David Melech says, Hashem was the Avaracham, and Sally, you are my stone, a mountaintop that protects me to distance myself from my enemies. Mitzudosi, my fortress. Mefalti, the one I can run away to for protection. Keli, my source of strength. Tsuri, a different type of rock that protects one. Echzebo, I can go to him for protection. Mogina, he's my shield. Vikaren Yishi, he is the horn of my salvation. The horn represents strength. And Mizgabi is also my stronghold. 10 different terms that David HaMelech used. The 10th one is written Shmuel. A variation of this pasuk is written over there. Menusi, the one I can run to. Chazal say that these 10 different Lashonas are connected, 10 different people that were out to kill and destroy David HaMelech. It started when he was in younger years with the Plishtim, Goliath, and Chazal say, and the Psukim say, that it was Goliath with three of his sons. That's four of them. Shoivach was the general of Ammon. And then he had five Jewish people that were out to kill him. Shaul HaMelech, Doeg HaDoimi, Achitofel, Sheva ben Bichri, and Shimi ben Gera. David HaMelech continues in the next pasuk, and he says, "Mehulal Eker Hashem, umen oivai ivosheya. I will call out in praise to Hashem, and I will be saved from all my oivim." David HaMelech is teaching us amazing mahalach, how to deal with situations when we have enemies that are out to kill us. He could have, instead of saying a mizmor, saying hilulil, praises to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, David HaMelech could have just complained, what is this? It's not enough that I had to deal with Goliath and Leman Hashem. I fought him and I was Menatzeach. Then afterwards I have to go through all these other things. I have to go through Shaul HaMelech. The Jewish king is now after me. Doeg HaDoimi, Achitofel, big Jewish people. What's going on over here? David HaMelech showed us this is not the way we do things. The way we're zeichet to the Yeshuas, to the Savior, the strength of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, is by Davka focusing on the fact that Hashem is with us, Hashem is protecting us. And that's what gives us our Hatzlocha, that gives our protection, that gives our greatness. And that's what he's saying in the next Pasuk. He didn't say that Hashem will save me and I will praise Hashem. He said, I will praise Hashem and therefore Hashem will save me. This is an amazing mahalach that David HaMelech revealed to us. Dafka, by praising Hashem, that brings the protection. Hashem set up a hanhog in the world that the more you're with me, the more I'm with you. Like that famous pasuk, Hashem tzilcho, we're saying it every day. Hashem is like your shadow, yad yaminecho. A shadow, the way we relate to him, that's what relates to us. David HaMelech wasn't doing this as a trick to protect himself. He really lived a life with such a clear focus on all the chasodim Hashem is doing to him. And that's the way he was menatzeach. They point out that the Tehillim, we use it as a prayer. It should be called Tfilos. And b'met, in one of the Tehillim it says, Kolu Tfilos David Ben Yishai. So there are Tfilos, there are prayers to Hashem. So why are we calling Tehillim? Tehillim or Tehillos are praises to Hashem. And it's full of praises. And the nusach of them or Mizmoirim Lam Natzeach, songs of praise to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So how do the two come together? This pasuk basically encapsulates the idea of all the Tehillim. The Tehillim were primarily involved in praising Hashem. I recognize Hashem is my source of strength. Hashem is my protection. And the more I put myself in Hashem's hand, that saves me. So the praise itself is a tefillah. And every day when we're saying Moedim, that is the ikur of Shemone Esrei. The opinions that if you don't have Kavon and Moedim, you're not doing it in Shemone Esrei. Apella, the praise is more of a Shemone Esrei than the request itself. Yes. Because that's the way we connect to Hashem. Once you connect to Hashem, Hashem will take care of everything. It's true, we also have to request, because that's another way of connecting to Hashem. But the main thing is the praising of Hashem. And every day, we have to pay attention more to so many things we have to praise Hashem for, like we've been working on. Once again, we're not just getting up and just going to sleep. We're not just washing hands. We're not just going to the bathroom. We're not just davening. We're not just eating food. We're not just learning. We're paying attention to the fact that it's something to praise Hashem, every single one of these things. And Yisechah Shebechol Yom Imonu, we say in Moedim every day. Miracle every day? So what, we're lying? How can we say Yisechah Shebechol Yom Imonu? Yes, every day there are miracles. The fact that we're alive is a miracle that Hashem set up. An unbelievable thing that we cannot fathom the complexity of the interactions and things that have to work out in 100% precision in order for us to survive from one second to the next. We're protected from all the mazikim we don't see, all the bacteria and the viruses that are floating around all around us. From all the mazikim that we do see and we have concern about. But we have to be steadfast. We have to realize Hashem is my strength, all these things, my rock, my fortress, the one I can run to, my strength, my power, my salvation, my shield. It's all from Hashem. The more we pay attention to this, the more we'll have Yeshua's Gedolus. The Medrash ends that because he said these 10 praises to Hashem from the tzaris that he had, and he focused on the salvation, he was zeichah to the last Halleluka, which also has 10 praises. Etc., etc., all the musical instruments, Silsei Shoma, Silsei Sua. Chazal say that the last of the Mizmorim, those 10 Mizmorim which we say every day in Psukah de Zimre, the last Halleluka, is the 10 Mizmorim we will sing L'Asa Lovim when the Geula is going to come. It's not 7, not 8, it's 10. 10 is complete. A full gamut of praises with our words, with the musical instruments, showing that every facet of our life and of our world is full of praise to Hashem, when Hashem will reveal Himself Bekorev. So this is our mahalach also, to emulate, go on the path of David HaMelech, not focus on all the tzaras we have, but focus on the fact that Hashem is with us, and we have 100% bitochen Hashem will be with us through this thing and take us out of this thing. And the more we praise Hashem, mehul al ekra, the more I show praises, Hashem will bring us to Yeshua. Not just the Yeshua, the day-to-day Yeshua, but the Yeshua of the Yeshua of the entire world, the Vias HaMashiach, Sheyovah B'mheirav Yemeinu.